Those federal sequester budget cuts are also affecting air traffic in our state. 5 airport control towers will be closed next month. They include the Tacoma Narrows Airport Control Tower. It's been in operation since 1973. Pat McCarthy is the Pierce County executive. She was in D.C. last week talking about the spending cuts and the impending closure of that control tower. Pat McCarthy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So who uses the Tacoma Narrows Airport?
Well, we have a mix of folks from military and civilian traffic, so business jets, recreational aircraft, so a whole host of folks.
But how many flights go in and out of there?
You know, our traffic volume on a monthly basis is about 3,300 a month, but in the spring and fall season, summer and early fall, it increases about 36% to about 4,500 averages a month.
Now, without an air traffic control tower, you can't run the airport, right?
No. We can still run the airport. The pilots will just have to use a system in order to follow procedures and kind of their instrument panels and visual looking at other planes coming in and out of the airport. So it's not as effective as a tower, let me just say that.
Do you expect less traffic because there won't be a control tower?
I think we do anticipate we'll have less traffic. Pilots tend to go to airports where they do have control towers.
Are you worried that it's going to affect business in Pierce County to not have that airport in full operation?
I am. I am concerned about that. And I really think our proximity to JBLM and the fact that we do some military traffic really has an impact to us. So in a more robust way than other folks. So we do support JBLM's aviation units and their flight training requirements. So it will have an impact for us at the Tacoma Narrows Airport. We have 2 airports in Pierce County.
Right. Well, I'm kind of wondering, too, can't the traffic just shift to the other airports that are in full operation?
Well, the other airport, well, yes, but the other airport we have does not have a control tower.
Now, tell me, you were in D.C. last week to talk about this. Did you get any sense from officials in the other Washington that this could change in the near future, or you think this is going to be shut down for quite some time?
Well, actually, we actually heard some testimony in the House from a congressperson. I don't remember what state he was from who was expressing concerns about the impact for the control towers in his region. And so we did talk about it with our 2 U.S. senators and their staff and all of our congressional delegation. And they are very sensitive to it. They understand it. Here's my feeling and my take. I'm the county executive. I've had to live within our means here. We've had to adjust to budget reduction. So I understand the federal government has to do that as well. But just a generic across-the-board 9% cut without really looking at the impacts of those kinds of cuts and really doing a really more finite approach to budget reductions, I think is problematic. If it was a very small across-the-board cut, yeah, that may work. But really, it impacts the public in a more robust way by just saying we're just going to cut all programming across the board by 9%.
Pat McCarthy is the Pierce County executive. She was talking to us about the closure of one of those airport control towers in our state. It's at Tacoma Narrows Airport, and it's going to curtail operations at that airport.